The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Hallelujah. Can we say amen? Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for mercy's sake. We thank you for your goodness and kindness. We give you glory. We thank you for today. We thank you for your strength. We say thank you. Lord, I want to say thank you. I just want to... We... ask for the life of the finishing of this program. We ask for the end of this program from your hand. I ask you for mercy that you will cause scriptures to open. You will make us see all that is necessary. Lord, we want translation. We want change. Help us to move in your power. Bless us today. I want to say, Lord, thank you. I want to thank you for our great high priest, seated at your right hand, Jesus, the Son of God. Thank you, Father. Honor to you. Glory to you. Thank you. We worship you. We trust you. We trust you. I worship you, Jesus. Lord, I receive life for today. I come under you in all humility. Open me up. Open us up to this word. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can we shout hallelujah? Can we shout hallelujah? We can have our seat. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen. Interpretation.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. I send light. I send light. I send light, even light from the realm eternal, light from the realm eternal, light from the realm eternal. I send light, even the light of Elohim. I send light. I send light. I send light even to you. I send light even to the realm everlasting, even from the realm eternal. I send you light. Light to think upon. Even light to fetch you. Even high light. My light. My light. My thoughts. Bring you my thoughts. I send you strength. Strength to take my thoughts. I send you strength to take my thoughts. It's a feast of light. My light. My light. From my life. Saith God.
Can we say amen? Hallelujah. I want to take this time to thank our Lord Jesus, who has made it possible for the holding of this convention. Life campaign is being held in the season of great turmoil. You can know that this meeting touched heaven, and spirits are agitated because of this feast. I know that this feast has an immense effect on the spirits against Nigeria. God is tearing down the garrison of evil spirits. How they have arrayed themselves before, but I can tell you that even from the ground we can tell that there is a shift in the heavens. Can we shout hallelujah? Jesus has granted us help for us to hear the word and come together. This kind of feast, they're not just the usual Bible study. We have our normal meetings. It takes a lot. There are a whole lot of things that are involved. Hallelujah. And God has helped us to have it. It's not the jubilation and the excitement of the usual convention to promote ministry name, but rather is a feast of taking down debt and judging the rebel holders of authority. Yes.
The conflict in the spirit. See even the warfare in the spirit. Even the warfare that is even being won in the advantage of the kingdom of God. Even the warfare that is recording even great victory, even for Jesus. Even great victory for the kingdom. Even the warfare that the adversary has suffered and is even going to suffer much more casualty as a result of your feasting. As a result of your feasting. For you've been feasting even against formations. Even formations of darkness. Even formations of wickedness. Even formations of negative armies. You've been feasting. You've been eating. Your eating is dissembling spirit. Your eating is shaking formations. Even arrangement against the kingdom. Even arrangement against the church. Even arrangement judgment against your nation. Therefore, I say, eat more, eat more, eat more. It's a feast of destruction. It's a feast of judgment. It's a feast of ascension. It's a feast even of adoption. I have been feasting you, and I will feast you. And by eating, even mine enemies will fall. I am taking away that darkness, even that darkness. For this meeting is to take away darkness, even thick darkness, even great authority has been given, even from the beginning of this meeting, for to hack darkness, even darkness that are holding spirits up and giving them advantage. But you see, they've been blown, even great blown has been dealt, even to the adversary. And spirits are shaking, kingdoms are shaking, spirits are falling, and you see them fall. You would know them fall, because I have spoken, and I am speaking, and I will speak, and I will feast you, and you would eat into victory. You would eat into advantage. You would eat even into the benefit of my church, my kingdom, and into the change in your nation. You are eating into change. 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 You are eating even for great destiny that is hanging over your nation. Over those states, over your nation. Change. 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 There is a change.
There is a change. Can we shout hallelujah? Can we say amen? Holy Spirit, thank you. Jesus the Lord, thank you. I submit to you and submit to the authority of the Father, the same authority the Father gave to you, I submit today under you. Jesus, the High Priest, author of eternal salvation. Thank you. I will yield, I ask for help to yield to the ministering spirit that is here, your angel. O ministering spirit, in the name of our Lord, we receive your ministry. Quicken me. Touch me. Give me what Jesus wants me to have. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to appreciate our daddy in the Lord and our mommy in the Lord. Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Olabode, thank you, sir, for taking the pain without relenting to still go on to hold this feast. It's a lot of light in the spirit. Thank you. And I want to thank God for everyone who had participated right from here in Ondo, investing light themselves, their substances. I want to say thank you. And the Lord will bless you bountifully. The Lord will bless you. Mama, thank you, sir. Pastor, I want to say thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. I want to thank Mommy Akinola. Emmy, I appreciate her. Mama, thank you. The Lord will spring forth your health fully. Amen. All the pastors in the house, you're welcome. Thank you, sir. We appreciate you. Thank you for supporting Pastor Daddy here in the ministry. Thank you. Hallelujah. I appreciate you one by one. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Um, I want to appreciate all the pastors that came with me from Lagos. Pastor Kayo, Pastor Kofi. Amen. And all of you that are seated, thank you so, so much. I appreciate Larry who came to serve the Lord under our pastor here. Thank you, sir. Can you help me appreciate Mommy, please? Thank you, man. Thank you so much, man. Amen. Can we shout hallelujah? Can we say amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I want to see from where we will come. Hallelujah. Open your Bible. To Revelation 19. Hallelujah. Pastor, can you help me read? From Revelation 19. When I give instruction, jump. Okay. Quickly read from 1 for me and for us.
And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah. Salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great war which did corrupt the earth with our fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at our hand. And again they said, Hallelujah, and a smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshipped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah. And the voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear his name, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters,
yes,
and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true saints of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called
The
Word of God.
The armies
which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations,
and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of the Almighty God. And he had on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Amen. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
I wanted to just... We'll start from here, I don't know. We can see the revelation, the coming of the Lord Jesus. This is the one we refer to as the second coming. This is the second coming. Because every eye will... The way Jesus went, that's how he's going to come, meaning Jesus' coming will be physical. Hallelujah. But the previous comings... there are different kind of coming, or will I say, all diversities of coming. Maranatha, Maranatha is the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. And anyone who has been a student of the word of righteousness, you know that coming differs. Amen.
Amen.
Now, this is the, this kind of coming is not revelatory in nature. When I mean revelatory, it's not a coming into our understanding, but rather the manifestation of the person of Jesus for an event that will be taking place on earth. And it was referred to that the commerce. Hallelujah. And the Lord himself will manifest what is called the advent of the first resurrection. So this is the first resurrection. Amen.
Amen.
I believe is there not so? Okay. Read it for me.
Chapter 20, verse 6, 5. But the rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Let me read it from verse 4.
Okay.
And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them.
Yes.
And judgment was given unto them.
Yes.
And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus. And for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection.
This is what, sir? First resurrection. Can we shout it again? Can we shout it again, sir? Now, those who lived in this resurrection, of course, was a resurrection. It's not just the resurrection of their soul through the ministry of revelation of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The ministry of righteousness that is supposed to engage the resurrection of the dead. Hallelujah. But this is more than that. These people that you saw partook, or that they were partakers, they are among those who partook of the last trumpet that came into, that was blown at the condescending, are you getting me? Of the voice of God. And the Lord will descend from heaven with a shout, not so? And with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. Now, that which was described in Thessalonians. Not so. Let's read that. I'm following the flow. Amen. But the rest of the dead. Mm-hmm. For the Lord himself. Read it, Pastor.
Okay. Verse 1 Thessalonians 4:16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout.
Yeah.
With the voice of the archangel.
Yeah.
And with the trump of God.
And what will happen?
And the dead in Christ shall rise first.
The dead in Christ shall what, sir? Shall rise first. Now, this is not, listen, this is not a resurrection of attending of the resurrection of the dead as in doctrine for the soul, but rather, hallelujah, the engaging of the power, are you listening to me, of the Lamb that is able to change the vile body unto his own glorious body. Now this is how it will occur. It will occur as a shout, are you getting me, from heaven, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Now, the trump of God. The Lord is your strength.
Amen.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I want us to say trump of God.
Trump of God.
Shout it, every one of us.
Trump of God.
Is able to cause the change of the body. The dead in Christ. So these dead that are in Christ will rise up from death. They will pick up their body which they had shed. Amen.
Amen.
I wanted to, is it any time, you know, he was admonishing them in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, that those who sleep, we should not sorrow too much on them. Can you get that place for me? So the Lord will come back, and the Lord will come with them. I don't know why I'm teaching this, but let's go.
Verse 13.
Yes, do not be ignorant. Okay?
But I would not have you to be ignorant,
yes,
brethren,
yes,
concerning them which are asleep.
These are Christians which you say physically dead. Go ahead.
That ye sorrow not,
mm-hmm,
even as others which have no hope.
Yes, don't do that.
For if we believe that Jesus died,
mm-hmm,
and rose again,
yes, sir,
even so, them also which sleep in Jesus,
yes,
will God bring with him.
Now, it means when the Lord is descending with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, that condescension. With Jesus, it's not going to be only Jesus. This is Jesus with his body. And saint with, listen to me, and saint bodiless. Saints that are bodiless. Saints without body. When Jesus is coming, all the dead in Christ, they are not dead, they are asleep. So the word sleep is not within the region of their spirit. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Now that word sleep is coined out from a dimension of a departure of the soul and spirit from the body. As long as the man is alive in his soul and in his spirit, is only sleeping. Can we shout hallelujah? Even anywhere his body is. Are you listening to me? Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
Now, what do they mean by sleeping? Is it sleeping? No. The sleep is lack of contact with his body. Meaning is not aware physically. Are you listening to me? It's like he's not complete. Something is missing. The body is missing. Shout hallelujah. All of you say amen.
Amen.
So when the person is talking to you, with non-bodily awareness. So there is some sleep there. Hallelujah. Until he put on his body, then you see a completeness of the man. Shout hallelujah. Now he has come back to his house. He's a saint who is engaging without his house. And that is why it was necessary that the body of Moses should not fall. Remember? Can we say amen?
Amen.
Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Am I lying to you? It's not necessary that the body of Moses should. That's why Michael contend earnestly. Amen. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Because Moses still has work to do in heavens. Moses is working, Moses is engaging in ministry. So Elijah and Moses didn't stop ministry here, they went up. The same thing with Jesus. Ministry didn't stop here, ministry started. Only that Moses and Elijah were not doing ministry at the level of Jesus. Now, but they have body on, but not like that of Jesus. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, they didn't have the body type of Jesus. They didn't have a glorious body. Amen. But Jesus had what, sir? The glorious body. So, many saints that day, think of all your Christian brothers. They will condescend. When Jesus is coming, he's only coming for them to come and take their body. Are you listening? So that ministry can resume. Ministry can, what's that? All of you are not saying amen.
Amen.
And like I said to you, without your body, hallelujah, that would tell on your ministration. Am I lying to you? It what, my brother? No. And that is why spirits don't want Christians with their body. So you see, Jesus has to petition heaven. Look at me. He has to petition heaven for the ministry of the throne. Remember, Hebrews chapter 8 says, Jesus is the minister of the sanctuary right now, and of the true tabernacle. Without the body, Jesus will not be able to do it. So, you need your house. A priest needs his house. He said, thou will not leave my soul in hell, nor suffer what of thy Holy One towards her to see corruption. Can we shout hallelujah? That was Jesus' plea to the Father. So, because the body Jesus had on while he was on earth was not a glorious body. Sin was laid on it. And if you leave the body after a while, the body would decay. And yes, you say, you will not allow me to see corruption. It means it's possible for corruption to what, sir? Yes. So you can see why Moses' body was being contended for. Why Lucifer wanted the body. He needs it for nothing. What is he looking for? He wants the body to fall into corruption. To limit Moses. He wants to what, my brother? Limit Moses. So you can see Elijah ran away with his own. Elijah disturbed everywhere. He doesn't want to die. And they granted him that honor. He ran quickly with his body. You know, Elijah was like a baby prophet. What I mean, baby? Someone who disturbs heaven. He will cry. There's a way he complains and the Father will quickly do it for him. You can see it now. It's only me that is remaining. It's only me. It's only me. Take it easy. They gave him food. He knows. You know, are you listening? Nothing happened to him. He by force created famine. He by force just rain must not fall. That was the spirit on Elijah. And later on, he now brought back the rain. Not that God brought famine or God sees rain. It was Elijah who prayed that there should not be rain. is the spirit of jealousy. I hope I'm talking to you. So, the same passion. Are you listening to me? Everyone say the same passion. With which he must have prayed. Elijah knows how to pray for his body not to see corruption. He pressed for it. Can we shout hallelujah? But Michael came. You see Michael? Have you seen Michael? Michael came to war for the body of who, sir? Of Moses. Can we shout hallelujah? Can we say Michael came? To what, sir? It is Michael to a great degree can stop corruption over the body from taking it over. Then you can see the power of that angel. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
There was contention between him and Satan. Not so. At the end he said, the Lord rebuke thee. So Satan has to leave Moses' body. And Moses took, Michael took most body of Moses. It's possible that Moses has gone and Michael took the body up. Or, listen to me, Moses was standing. Amen. I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
They say God buried Moses' body in one of those areas in the mountain. But no, they didn't bury it. That is biblical account, but that's not what God, that's not God's account. They were buried because was that they didn't see his body. Are you listening to me? Why they didn't see his body? Because spirits were fighting. Hallelujah. Michael has to make that body invisible. Are you listening to me? There was war and a contention. While they were crying, war was going on the mountain. Contention between two spirits. Until, everybody say amen.
Amen.
Victory came over the body of Moses. And Moses' spirit and soul enter his body. Can we shout hallelujah? And he was no longer bodiless. How do I prove it? Mountain of Transfiguration. If Elijah had body, Jesus has body, will Moses' spirit and soul? Eh? Then it's not complete. If not, he will not be a holy one. Hallelujah. He shouldn't have been an holy one. Who talked to Jesus about his death? And what kind of death he should die in Jerusalem? Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you. So, the disciples didn't see the spirit of Moses. Bible will have recorded it. That's, and the spirit of Moses, Bible doesn't make mistake. They saw Moses. And what, sir? Meaning they saw them bodily. It means that death, Moses died, was just an interim. Moses' spirit went back to his body. And why, can you tell me why Moses died? Yeah, Moses died, number one, because it will be good for Israel. If not, they will worship him. Number two, can we shout hallelujah? Moses died because Satan pressed charges that I want the body of Moses. He has sinned. So all those wahala of Israel's stubbornness, it was Satan pushing Israel. Because Satan was not just only limiting Israel in the physical. He wants to limit where Moses will enter. So for every of your obedience, there is a reward to it. So there was the next phase. Hallelujah. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you like what I'm saying this afternoon? Hallelujah. So they press charging, but God vindicated Moses for his body's sake. Hallelujah. So God allowed Satan to have his way. The body fell. But there is another dimension to it. Then he has died, but now we can raise him also. We have given you what you want. But so Michael came and said, no, you can't have the body. What you press for is death. But taking the body and corrupting it is not part of the bargain. So they stopped that bargain. Shout hallelujah. And what happened? He took his body back by the help of Michael. And I want to let you know, amen. All of us are not saying amen. Hallelujah. So you can see that Jesus died, physical body. Dying was not part of parcel of the bargain. When Jesus came, Jesus' body was so changed and transformed. Jesus obeyed God for the resurrected body. Jesus did the obedience of the resurrection of his body. He obeyed till the resurrection of the body. Now, he obeyed God. Look at me. Jesus obeyed. There was something Jesus did that made his body to be changed. There is that provision. There was an obedience for the body change. All is obedience. Are we blessed today? Hallelujah. I was talking about the body of Moses. Hallelujah. And the body of Christ, that Jesus did obedience enough. Hallelujah. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. For to receive of the Father the gift of the resurrection of the body. We know that many, let's say 95% of saints that have died didn't obey God to that level. So, not so my pastors, huh? So a whole lot of people went into the grave with little or no obedience record in their soul. So you can see the victory of the adversary over man's body, over human flesh. Jesus did the curriculum of salvation, not so much. He perfected it. He was made perfect by the things which he suffered, not so. At the same time, there are things Jesus went through because of his outward man. And I would like to say, the claim of the adversary over the body. I hope I'm talking to you.
Yes,
hallelujah. Sapana karnataya tama. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I need to. Hallelujah. Something in the spirit. Now, it will come. Now, the obedience Jesus did to make Satan to lose his claim over his flesh. Wasn't an ordinary one. To record victory over the body is another ballgame entirely. That's why you see, oftentimes when some people say they will go into immortality in their body, Some of these people don't even understand the concept of immortality. They don't know what it means. They don't know what life is. They don't have interpretation of the accurate word for life. They have not yet seen the life of God. So a lot of people make noise, not knowing what they are saying. Now, I want you to give me that place before I move further. I just want to say some things to us. I am trusting God that we will all be helped today. Reverend wants me to go home quickly to go and rest, and I really, really, really love him for that. Praise God, sir.
Hallelujah.
Though, we will change our vile body. Let's say that, please. I didn't say, let's see that. I didn't say, let's see that. Now, hallelujah. Is there any verse before then? Give me 20. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able to subdue all things unto himself. So, the reservoir of might, that which will get this job done, is an aspect of Jesus' allocation of power. Are you listening to me? That will, what, sir? Subdue all things. Where, sir? Under his, where? Unto himself. This is a different dimension. I want to just show you what I'm saying here now. Amen. Are you ready? Now, there are doctrines in the resurrection of the body. That's what I'm saying to you. There are things to see, there are insight to it. We give glory to God. Can we shout hallelujah? Now, the doctrine of the resurrection of the dead for growing our soul is not enough to change our body unto his own glorious body. But there is, hallelujah, there is also a benefit of the working of the growth of the soul in the body. Do you agree with me? All of us say amen.
Amen.
I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
The bodies like the bodies of Paul, they will have lived nearly 200 years, those men, if left on earth. But they were told to come home. They were told to allow their body go. You come home. So, they killed such body, not so. So that, because they have finished their testimony, these things are in the Lord's hands. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
Now, what is the working which is able to subdue all things? This is a different thing. Not so, sir. This works a different thing. This is what people are ignorant of. And that was what took place through the shout, voice of the archangel, the last trump, which is called the trump of God. I hope I'm talking to you. Now, all these things are a working. Are you seeing that, sir? All these things, what, my brother? There is some of a working to bring things of that subduing. To subdue. To you can't. The things in the body won't change until you subdue it. Now, I am not talking about bringing your body under to live holy. Bringing your body under so that you not be a castaway. This is completely removing the feet of Satan in the body. Because Satan took this ground a long time ago. He took this ground by covenant. Satan fought for the destruction of the body. He took it and reigned there. I don't know if I'm saying something to you. Can we shout hallelujah? Please, I want you to shout hallelujah. Man gave him access to the body. And Satan subdued the body under death. So there is a subduing power. There is a throne of the adversary over our body. Please see. Let me go back to, I want to explain it in detail. Romans 12. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies. What, sir? What? Holy and what? Which is what, sir? Now, he's talking here. It's a command. So, listen to me. Living sacrifice is this. Make your body, give your body for the sacrifice of everlasting life. That's the commandment here. Do you agree with me? Give your body over to the sacrifice of what, sir? I'm not hearing you say amen. So, holy is holy and is must be acceptable, what, sir? And what is it, sir? My reasonable service. Now, they refer to it as reasonable service because it's very key to the path to the call of the perfect will of God. So, of course, those who are doing this now, those who can do this job, must be acceptable sons of God who are on their way to living God. Hallelujah. First of all, their bodies aren't ordinary. All that you can say is that in their body there is life. You get me? They have life in their body because of Christ. If Christ be in you, your body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Then the next verse. Hallelujah. If what's up? You, sir? If the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Jesus from the dead shall also what, sir? Quicken, mean give life to your mortal body. Amen. Now that is not rapture. That is not the change of your vile body. That is not even equal to a living body. Paul had a living body. They don't just have live body. They have living body. John have living body. Look at it. Verse next verse say, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. If you through If ye live after the flesh, you Christian, you brethren, you will die. But if you through the Spirit, you mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. Now live, look at me, L-I-V-E is different from living. We must know that one. Bible is not English. So living, live life, live here is to give life enough to your body through your spirit. Meaning, if you mortify the deeds of the body, to live is to have life. Live means you will walk by faith. To do faith, the just shall live by faith. You will come to hope. When you are a hoper, you have life. Hallelujah. To have life also is to also have the hope of glory, have the life of faith, to live. It's an opportunity, please. I know I'm talking to you. To say, I live by faith. Many people have not lived by faith. I'm not even asking you, talking to you about believing God for things. An opportunity to live by faith. Hallelujah. Now, to live by faith is to deny worldly lust. Hallelujah. And you deny it to the end to pick up the hope in Christ. There's something about hope. Hope is stronger than faith. Hope, praise the Lord, comes after faith. If you have not lived, you won't have a hoping soul for the glory of God. The glory of God there is not eternal life. It's everlasting life. The ministry of glory. The ministry of righteousness. Because Christ in you. Hallelujah. Yes. Say amen. Amen. All of us should say that again. It is that hope that will push you to charity. There's something about charity, because charity is the apes. He opeth all things. He believeth all. All things there is not just believing you things here. All things. Everyone say believeth all things. I'm not hearing you say that again. And opeth what, sir? Charity perfects faith. Charity perfects hope. It endureth all things. So, all things has to do with the lines of the commandment to the end. There is something about charity. When you have not done charity, you have not completed all things that are in Christ. Or what, who Christ is. That's what made the commandment of charity the end of the commandment. So, it's a capstone for the commandment of revelation. We can deny that. Amen. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall what, sir? After some time, you are not living by faith. Alone, you're able to project life itself in hope. You begin to hope. When you begin to hope, that word hope means you have capacity to anticipate. Look at me. Hope. You have capacity to see a life that men can see. Seeing a life beyond, that is far from carnal man. Are you listening to me? I'm not hearing you. From hope, you are supposed to be seen afar off. You have the projection of life in hope. Now, charity will be the commandment of what you have hoped for. You hold the life, which makes you a candidate of the glory of God. And that glory of God is actually the life of God, the everlasting life, the life of the living God, and the life of the true God. Have I said something tonight? Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
To whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentile, which is Christ in you, what the hope of glory. Amen. I'm not hearing you say hope of glory. That is, you will not be able to, you will not be able to glory and commit yourself to life everlasting, or you won't see, you will not see the reality of denying the glory here, denier of the glory here, and agreeing that there is a glory there. You wonder why some people can't accept this life. Some are close, but many can't continue because they are not seeing the reality of the life that we are talking about. What makes you to continue? What is it in? It's promise. You are seeing afar off. You are seeing the glory of God. And you want that glory of God in you. Now, Jesus in transaction got to a place that when he was revealed into ministry, all he was transacting with was glory. At his unveiling at water of Jordan, he went there for glory's sake. This is my beloved son, who am I, please? Here. That's all. Anytime that voice came, all the time, he received glory and honor. It means Jesus had lived the glory of God before he came to Jordan. Then he had it conferred on him. And then lived further. Because he manifested, hallelujah, the aspect of God, which is the living God. He perfected it. When you hear God saying, my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased, hear him. That's when he began the transaction of the true God. The glory of the true God. So, Jesus is both the Son of the living God and Jesus is the Son of the true God. He perfected it. I hope I'm talking to all of us. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. So, of course, we all know that the land of the living is everlasting land. Hallelujah. And that is where God wants us to come into. That life in itself is glorious. Everlasting life is a life of glory. And God can transact with you when you are Christ. He has to bless you first of all, so that you can come up and relate into the God of glory. The God of glory. And that's the reason we have the high priest. So the high priest is there for the transition and movement of the Son from their Christ life to the glory life. That's why he was set to actually bring many sons. Unto glory. Glory there is not making your body shine. Glory there is comprehension of an elevated life. I don't know, maybe I'm talking to you. When you enter this life, amen. Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you say amen. When you enter this life, of God. You enter into the beginning of God's beauty. God's exalted living life. So when you say someone has received resurrection, you know, the man has taken part in glory. It's glorious. And you can know it. You can see it. He has. And if he is a partaker of the glory of God, hallelujah. I'm not hearing you say amen. Sir, no, sir. Listen to me. From the origin, let me just say, the beginning, when we say beginning of creation, beginning, God does not relate with anything less than glory. So when you hear the word glory, or you hear the word everlasting, it's referring to, it's saying the same thing, glory. That is what I transact in. If you have not received of glory, if you are not glorious, there is no way God can have a deal with you. And no, sir. Adam was in glory. That's the first man. Now, why will God start the man with glorious life? And that's because when God is around, his transaction are in glorious realms. Now, God has to do that because to start with, at all, if at all, you want to involve him, God cannot condescend below glory. Your thought must be glorious. Your reasoning must be high. If your reasoning is low, too low, it means you are ignorant. You are an ignorant fellow in the world of glory. And if you are ignorant, hello, sir, say if you are ignorant, it means something is present. Ignorant is not an excuse. If you ask me what is ignorant, presence of sin without you doing it. You have not been awoken to do it. But that doesn't mean you are not practicing it. Because in the season of ignorance, God had winked at. I mean, God does not consider it. But that doesn't mean you are not offending. But you are not consciously offending God. This is what I'm trying to say. Imagine the tree of life is here. And somebody who does not know what it entails come. You will pick the tree, you will begin to eat the fruit. Hello, sir. All of you are not saying amen.
Amen.
They will eat the fruit and then go away. Nothing will happen. The person will not change. Before for you to take the tree of life, it has a way. I hope I'm talking to you. Please, are we here, every one of us? Or you plant the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, a child can come, jump on it and then eat it. Then it goes away. The child does not have the capacity to unlock the powers of the fruit because he does not know it. All those three, before you eat them, you must know. The key to them is knowing. Adam had what it took, what it takes to eat the fruit. Hello? Eve knew it partially, but does not have the power fully to unlock it. Now, but when she ate it, are you listening to me? Nothing happens to her. Her eyes was not open. I don't know, maybe I'm talking. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. Do you know, if at all she ate it, nothing would happen to her. What she had gained can die off. Because she was deceived to eating it. And the legality of the tree is that you must not by deception eat it. You must eat it knowingly. That's the power of these things. So, but the husband, having knowledge, look at me. Shout hallelujah. Knowledge enough. Look at me. Knowledge enough. If you are going to read that scripture very well, go into the New Testament. Is that why every woman should not talk? Is that I say that where in church every woman should not talk, but it's for that church. There was a reason they said that. Amen. But that is not the constitution of church. Hallelujah, that a woman should not preach. Some people will quote that place and say, I suffer that a woman to teach, no, to absorb authority over man. But there's, in Christ, there is no female. And does Christ, do you think Jesus Christ will give gifts to physical man and not give to a woman? No, he gave gifts to men. Men there is not woman. It's humanity. He gave gifts to Christ. So God can give a gift to his daughter to teach. But there is something here that somebody should learn. They caught this and missing something vital. Just to oppress women in church, that they don't have right of way to preach. No, it's not so. But there is something here. Why we say they should be silent? That tells us that a woman, hallelujah, that is referring to that these women are not knowledgeable as their husband. So because of that, let them stay under steel and ask questions until they are learned. Now, the same Bible tells us of Aquila and Priscilla, who both of them taught Apollo properly. So you have to balance scripture. When some people see a woman, they call her a demon, a Jezebel. Somebody tells them, I'm not attending your program because if she saw my wife, your wife is preaching. Why should she be preaching? She's a woman. The Bible says, my brother, letter will kill you. But spirit gives life. We give glory to God. Bible says she was in the transgression. Let's see it. Give me that place quickly. We have no time again. Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in transgression. She was in transgression, being deceived. Was in the transgression by deception. But what happened to Adam? The Bible did not say by one woman sin enter into the world. It is by one man. Is that figure male? Hallelujah. Adam will have disagreed, drive out the devil, gain forgiveness for Eve, and things will have remained normal. I hope I'm talking to you. Because before there can be a commission, there must be what, sir? There must be a consciousness. You must know what you are doing. And nobody can, because it's against the law of transgression in scripture. What is it? He that knoweth how to do good and does not do it not, to him is, so you must know. So if you know how to do evil and you do it, to you is a sin. Not so? You must know before you open the portal of life and death over the soul. You need enough knowledge. Then let me give you another one again. If we willfully sin after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. I don't know, maybe I'm talking to all of us. So we need knowledge. Hello? Say amen.
Amen.
Reverend, what Satan did was a willful sin in the heavens. Not so? Can we say amen?
Amen.
Reverend Ken, you're welcome, sir. Let me appreciate Reverend Ken and Pastor Johan, my sister. If we sin willfully after that, we have received the knowledge. So you can see there is no account of opening some of this strength without willful sinning and knowledge. Knowledge. Now, you don't even develop will for sin without this knowledge. Knowledge develops the will and in turn unlock the power of these transgression and disobedience. Knowledge must be present. I hope I'm saying something. Can we shout hallelujah? Have we all heard at all? Can I continue? Can we shout hallelujah? Amen. Can we say amen? Can we say amen? Amen. Now, I will show you something. I have said that. When Adam ate the fruit, look at me. He didn't eat the fruit of death the way Satan ate his own fruit. When the Bible says Satan sinned from the beginning, well, I wanted to say it. When Satan was sinning from the beginning, that sin didn't occur one day in him. It took some time. It means God gave some room for that angel to retrace himself and correct his ways. But rather, by the multitudes, they say, sir, of thy merchandise, you have filled your midst with violence. By the trafficking of your iniquity. Are you getting me? It's in, give it to me now. Who is there? Ezekiel. Ezekiel 28. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Oh, the computer has hung, I think so. Shout hallelujah. Go up a bit. By the multitude of merchandise, they fill thy knees with the violence. The word violence is the word to violate. So when you see somebody who is an expression of violence is coming from a violation. Somebody who is what, sir? Breaking law. So it was all. And therefore, thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as a profane out of the mountain of God. I will destroy thee, O comforting children, from the midst of the stones of fire. So the thing, he did many multitude. What is a multitude? Uncountable things. He was transacting with in himself. Before they say, you have seen. Not just one thing, I seen. No. Many thoughts. Many thoughts. How inclusive are they? Can I explain it? He wants to create his own kingdom. He wants to divide the angels. All of those things are input. Calculation. What will this one be? Seraphims, I will make them spiritual wickedness. Are you getting me? Shout hallelujah. I don't know. In high places. I'm not hearing you. Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you. Shout hallelujah. Are you listening? Dominion and might. He made them rulers of the darkness of this world. He apportioned things, redesigned. Are you listening to me? Creation. Hallelujah. And created another strata. Those are terrible offense. All of those things were being done. I'm not hearing you shout amen.
Amen.
All of those things were being done. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
And they accrued to multitude of violation. That's how he's seen. So he knew what he was doing. It's just like maybe somebody killed without thinking. They say that one is called manslaughter. But when there is a premeditation and planning, that's what's that? That's murder. My laws are real. If you can study the natural, so is the spiritual. So it means Satan was thinking for ages. It's not 5 months. If it can take 3 years for some people or 10 years to plan a coup against the government, what of how long for him to have taken? We don't know how many span that he had planned. You know, it's an everlasting thing he was looking for. It's not just one military rule in 10 years. No, he wants an everlasting establishment. He wants a continuous throne. He wasn't joking. So now his violence grew. Now he got to a place his hate for God was complete. Give me another one. Verse 17. I hope you're not hungry. Are you angry with me today? I just want to get your soul something. Hallelujah. Thy heart was little because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom. See what he did again, this man, to his wisdom. By reason of brightness, I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee. Then the reason, give me up again, take me up. Thou hast defied thy sanctuary. By the multitudes, is not one. How many? Of what, sir? And by the iniquity of thy traffic. By the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore, I will bring forth a fire from the midst of thee, and it shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to the ashes, even upon the earth, in the sight of all them that behold thee. So you can see, Satan's sin was highly intentional. He didn't do it by mistake. Amen. You know, in those days, some Christians say, maybe you stole and they kill you. You are going to lake straight. You are in trouble. Hallelujah. I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
God has a way of dealing with things. At times, death can be the judgment of that thing. Death, your physical death can be God's way of saying, it's enough, come home. That's okay. Are you getting me? Can we shout hallelujah? This guy will spoil our name. Be like this without your body for some time. Until rapture time. By that time, the guy is repenting, changing. When you get to heaven, nobody will force you to be holy. Hallelujah. When you see only beings, you will copy them. I'm not lying to you. Praise God. You will copy when you see them. If you say you don't believe in being spiritual, nobody is celebrating carnal life there. Nobody celebrated. Kenneth Hagin had an out-of-the-body experience. He was cut off. And then when he got to heaven, saw his senior sister. And the senior, he said, when I got there, it's got all the saints there. Don't care about how much money we have made. How much house we, how our physical condition is like. All they look there and talk about is what is your spiritual state. It's when you go there, you know that this Bible is real. If you want to reach there before you know Bible is real, that's your own cup of game. But me, I like it being real here. I don't want to be there and there I begin to learn. I want to learn all that I need to learn. Shout hallelujah. Jesus is great. Can we say amen?
Amen?
So like I said, resurrection of the soul, amen. Resurrection of the soul is not enough to change the body to his glorious body. but is a provision enough to make the body living. Now, you don't need the glorious body to live forever. Adam's body was not a glorious body. It was a living body. The body of a living soul. Are you listening to me? Now, what is the difference? Adam's body, if you cut it, blood will come out. But you can't, is it a glorious body? We don't even know his fashion. One funny thing is this. When you see Jesus come around us, honestly, when you look at his body, you won't see the difference. By physical gaze and inspection, you won't know what it's like. Your body is normal. There is normal person, simple, talking to you. But Jesus can reduce all his glorious vibe, all those shining, because he's got that too. He can glow, but he can reduce it. He will be normal like me. So normal that he ate fish. You like Ori Ebangbe, donation. I think I don't like that area, you know. A lot, but I think you are glorious now. You don't. I thought you should mask it. No. I still prefer not the head. I like the tail area. They were gisting. They were eating. If it were ogbono soup that was present, are you listening to me? The Lord would have, Reverend Ken, this thing you made it. This soup is special. Go and try it, though. He can eat food. He can drink. Hallelujah. But he won't go to toilet. That glorious body. There's a way it will take out. It's all the impurities you talk. It will make things pure. Can I say something? I don't know if you are not listening to. Are you listening? If you have a glorious body here, no matter, I like that kind of body. Shout hallelujah. Instead of me doing exercise to reduce my stomach, if I have glorious body, everyone shout hallelujah. Amen. No need for exercise. My stomach will not be big. Shout hallelujah. I will not be watching weight. Shout hallelujah. Somebody says, no. Spiritual thing for the spiritual. The is a body. I'm telling you, it is a body. What is causing this problem with SS is genotype, genotype, germicide, dinotype. It's lack of the problems with our body. What we do. That's why laying hands, working of miracle is too limited. They have what they can do. God did not give Holy Ghost permission to change the body. Now, because it's dangerous. When you imagine you change the body of a brother who is a brawler, who beats everybody, and give him glorious body. What will happen, sir? With sinning soul. Not so, sir. Next tomorrow is, what is he joining? He'll go and be a boxer. He'll be beating everybody. Beating everybody. He will collect all the belts. He will be using it for a wrong. So they won't give you such things until they have treated what is inside your soul. How many of you know your glorious body are in grades? There is the earthly glorious body. There is also an heavenly glorious body. We have body terrestrial and body what's that? So we have terrestrial bodies. But they are glorious. They are bodies of the world to come. That day, honestly speaking, in the world to come, and at the proper resurrection of the outward man, when you see, hello, hallelujah, an heavenly man. What any heavenly man? Somebody who has a body celestial. Now, you can't look at me, every one of you. You can't compare men with angels. Angels have what, sir? Celestial bodies. So, don't think angels are bodiless. But they have spiritual body. Spiritual heavenly bodies. Some say, I used to think angels are spirit and soul. No. No. Bodies are spirits. Bodies of angels, they are spiritual. You know that our Lord's body is a quickening body. It's more than just being a spiritual body. It's a body of a quickening spirit. So Adam's body was a living body. But you know, Adam's body, amen, fell. When Adam sinned, Pastor, when Adam sinned, sin fought the body to a degree. Until about 1,000 years later, the body fell. The body could not sustain. But somebody brought all our bodies into trouble. Cain. Cain moved in a way called the way of Cain. And what Satan was looking for, Satan was gunning for our house so that we can be limited. He wants us limited so that he can actually prey on us. If we have short life, he can drive death into our soul. Do you get me? I don't know. If you have short life, you'll be hasty.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Then we will succumb to the fear of death.
Yes,
so you see the outward man. Oh, mommy, I don't have 10. It's just between now. In fact, the reason why you beat your children is because you know that we don't live long on earth. So we are their teacher. That we teach John Law, we know it is death language. Whether you like it or not, preachers will have done it. The way many preachers are trying, when I see many preachers arranging a little for their children to get married quickly, young preachers, even elderly ones, right? Elderly ones who don't have this knowledge, the way they arrange, are you listening to me? It's not because of any, it's because of death. I hope I'm talking to you. It's because of what? Am I against people getting married early? No, that's what I'm talking about. It is the heart, the death motive that is behind it. If by reason, and Satan has written this law, and they are secrets and they are hidden, we will do them with out knowing, because they are fear driven. Fear is driving me, drives you to go and do it. So he has completed the work, hallelujah, of death. So death thing. So what God is saying to you and I is this. you won't come into this glorious estate without perfect liberty in your soul. Perfect liberty in your soul. Perfect liberty in your soul is a soul that is free from death. A soul who is no longer obeying the laws of death. You will not do anything because you are death prepared. But rather, you live by instruction of the living. These things are real. I check it out from in my soul. Sometimes, Reverend, sir, Satan was telling me, sir, that God didn't think that well. Can I say something? I'm just being sincere to you. God, you are now growing older now. Bishop Oyedepo at 40, see what he achieved. When they are preaching this message, nobody hears it. And Satan doesn't just preach it ordinarily. He preaches it with an anointing. And you will be the only congregation. Everyone shout hallelujah. And it's not a preaching for one day. It can be a year preaching. Non-stop. Just from where? After some time, this bone has, you see, you're not as sharp as before. Your reflexes are, I'm just asking you, if I were your friend, if I were you, you would think twice. Make haste. Cover ground, boy, cover ground. But nobody will know I'm facing such things. Why? What is he interested? He wants me to live the life of God and set myself aside and do something that is... Maybe you do not know the most fearful person in Genesis was Cain. Fearful more than he there. That's why the Bible says the first sin for lake is but the fearful. It's called the fear of death. I'm not. Is it possible to talk something small? Are you, Holy Ghost has to, because the battle was very strong. Holy Ghost told me one day, make up your mind, oh, to drive out this preacher who is preaching his Ecclesiastes to you. That is, if you are never known, are you going to be okay? If you are ever being obscure, to what are you really looking for? Tell me, K, what are you looking for? Why are you a minister? This is where Satan handles ministers. This is where he breaks them. He will break them with expectation of life. Meanwhile, that expectation is actually the program death wrote for all men. Sir, it's not the land of the living. This is, please, I hope I'm talking to you. This is where they need to take us away from. Away from. That's why, you see, you can't continue pursuing this land if you are not strengthened with might by your spirit. Where? In your inner man. If you are not strong in the Lord, and where? Those fallen angels, this is who they are. They are army. They are army. And I can tell you, their weapon is a type of life. What's their weapon? The purpose is cut you down. Don't ever dream. Don't ever hope. Don't ever look for life. So their weapon is a kind of life that they want you to continue to do. When you take the life and doing it, do you know what it is? You are giving them space to remain. The way to stop them is to stop doing them. What did I say, my son? But they say, nah, lie, you must do. You must do what we want. No, we don't want to vote for you. And he said, you must by force take you vote. Why? We don't want to vote for you. These are evil spirits. One of my son in Lagos, Pastor Ayo, he wanted to vote. They tell him, who are you? Do you want to vote for? About nearly, they began, they, almost 15, they were rounding him up. He said, who do you want to vote for? He said, what is that to you? He said, what is that to you? Who do you want to vote for? When he said red eye, he said, okay, he's coming back. He went home. Then when he came back, they came back again to him. Who do you want to vote for? He said, no problem. I will vote for APC. So, do you know what happened? The governorship, he quickly print Labour. Then the other one, he put APC. He now showed them the APC. Am I communicating to you? But I don't understand. Why do you force me to vote for you? That is evil spirit. And that is the devil. By force, human being must live my life. He wants men. That's why you can see it is God who will say, if you will. But that's not in Satan's record. It's, Satan doesn't believe in if you will. Eh? If you, he doesn't believe it. He doesn't bargain if you will. If you, go and check it in the Bible. There is no if you will. He doesn't believe in your wife, you having a will. You must do my will. That's what is written in his own Bible. Can you shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
That's why if you are not strong, you have to be strong. After you have said to him, I'm no longer interested. It's okay, no problem. He's coming back again. He will give you 3 million naira. He said, I'm not interested in your money. It's okay, no problem. He'll come back. 10. He said, you're wasting your time. He said, no problem. You give me 50 million. You don't know who I am. You will go back again. 100 million. I love my land of Galilee. He said, you will love him. He will come back again. He will give you 300 million. Satan arrests you. You know, but I will go away. He will come back. He will bring 500. Why are you giving me so much money? It's because of what I have. It's greater than what you are giving. If it's what you are giving to me, it's nothing compared to what I have. Later on, you come back. You will bring 1 billion. Yeah, Satan, you are joking. You don't know who you are. I'm a child of God. Okay, no problem. 6 billion. So ask him, why are you giving me 6 billion? Reverend sir, it means one vote of a Nigerian is stronger than 16 billion. That's all we don't know. Just one of your vote. Vote is your will. Submission to Satan. Hear me? Everybody says submission to Satan. With all his gifts, is nothing compared to your will, your submission to him. That submission will keep him there in the heavens. That is the ground he wants to buy. And Pastor, he has been bargaining since. I'm sorry, sir. I don't know why I'm doing all this. Is anything wrong with me? Oh. Mommy, forgive me. Oh, forgive me. I don't like these kind of things. Forgive me. Okay, it's better, isn't it? Sweetheart, sorry. Hallelujah. Everyone say amen. Shout hallelujah. I am sorry, sir. Thank you so much. I say he has bargained for the ground of our body. Now, maybe you don't know, the bargaining of the body is deep, apart from the soul. It finished with the soul, then went into our body and took something there. You see that body, look at me, everybody. For it to abort, you see the ball, body has been altered. I don't know if you get me. It's so altered that it went over, it crossed over. It went over, it crossed over, is what I'm saying. The body is so altered that the body has become his body. Mm-hmm. It's called what, sir? So the body is claiming he owns the body. But you know, Jesus died for man and also died for that body. So those are the reasons you see Jesus' death on the cross. These are the things Jesus purchased. Those beating, those tearing, those suffering, making his body go through is your body. He was buying for. So he suffered in hell, was raised back to glory. So he now paid the price. He bought your soul, bought your body. To walk on it. When he bought that, doesn't mean he has saved it. The word he redeeming means he brought it back. He said, buy back. I now own it. I have reason to walk in it. If not, Satan said, what are you doing with that body? It's my own. If Satan said, this is my body, he said, shut up. I paid for it. And you know, I paid for this body. And I'm willing to redeem this body, even to the uttermost. I don't know, maybe I'm communicating to you. Have you ever checked it? What is the mystery in it? When you begin to reach 50, body will begin to get weak. It's not a natural cause. It's an unusual cause. It wasn't natural. That's not the natural body. Yes, sir. That was not natural. It's unnatural. The Bible said the first man was of the head hearty. Second man, the last man, is the Lord from heaven. First of all, he said the first man is a natural man. Natural man could stay in Eden. Are you getting me? Say it again, son. And leave in an atmosphere of glory of the head. That's natural man. Once I'm a natural man, you are not a natural man. You are a fallen man with a fallen body. Pastor, sir, something happened. Satan, after he conquered, he drew the body, untrained him from resurrection. Then subdue it and fashion it. He was using laws to fashion it. Am I communicating to you? Laws of what, sir? Why? I love the word laws of death. Dominion was on that body over time to turn the body. So part of those things are the sicknesses you see in bodies. A body will just develop funny thing. Not so? They say, very recently I've been seeing people, you see young ladies, they have what is called fibroid. In our mother's day, they don't have fibroid. But you see, the farther they go, the farther we journey in natural life, then you now see things happening. I will tell you the truth. Having been the church, when it was inaugurated in Nigeria, the church raised into life. They started doing something that was lively. The body of men will have been stronger than this. And I want to tell you, right now, look at me. Satan's life is reigning. I know. I'm not praising him. There is a reign. If you want to check it, just check outside. You know that Satan is reigning over men. And Satan is overcoming the saint. It's in scripture that you wear out the saint. He's using principle, laws. In the 80s, 70s, Christians used to be strong. They don't have too much of word. They just had washing and a dedication to God born in them. But right now, we have all manner of teachers. People using their intellect to teach the flock is a crown of death. So, anybody who is aware of death, you won't allow death in your vicinity for a second. A good priest is he who sees death and javelin it. A priest should be sensitive enough to stop the plague of death. You know, what is the name of that young priest? Death was ravaging the camp and people started dying. He traced it to where he started from. Now, death came because a man and a woman were having an illicit sex, and therefore God was angry and people started dying. So the only way to stop it is to kill them. Javel them is use the word to pierce them. The word is sword, the word is javelin, the word is an arrow. Are you listening to me? The word can be an hammer. He threw the word into them so that act can solve. To javel them is to rebuke them. To javelin them is to stop them. To address that thing that they are doing. But in a church where some sense knowledge is 247 CCS at a stretch, where they are not many people love preaching. I see a lot of preachers right now, they are ignorant of death. How death ravages, but they are users by death. Death is using them, but they are being used by what? Because it is death that they are preaching. How will the state of Christians be? People will be dying. Because death is not being arrested. Father, we thank you. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
To stop death, you must teach people not to fear. That causes us to submit to the importance and the value of natural life, fallen life. Not so. Alfred, it can only take glory to stop glory. Because death is glorious. You don't hear me. I don't know the other. If the ministration of death, written and engraving, where? Was glorious. If the ministration, written and engraving on stone, was glorious. So that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses, but the glory of countenance, which was to be done away. How shall not the ministration of righteousness be rather glorious? All of you, this is where I stop. I want to see this. This is where I'm going. If what Moses was ministering was called death, you don't get me. Huh? If what Moses was ministering to Israel was called death, what of the things ministers are ministering right now? Less than is what's that? Deep is a deep, deep low is a death of death. Do you get me? If what Moses was saying, Paul said, all those things Moses was ministering with his face shining, it's called death. What are people saying now? It means this ministry could not arrest the heart of Israel. Are you getting me? These same stones divided Jordan into two. These same stones. Yes. When they brought the stone inside the ark and the priest carrying them, the feet of the priest entered into Jordan, river parted. That was glory. In fact, Pastor, they say because of the stone, the face of Moses glow. When angels ordain it in the hand of Moses, Moses behold it. Something happened to Moses, my pastor. What happened? Just beholding the... What happened? Glow. Some people have not seen this stone. And they are now preaching in the church. What are they saying? So what are they looking into? What are they looking? Because you preach what you look. What is a man beholding? Because be careful what you hear. What someone sees is what somebody preaches. Don't just think you have an idea, and this person can be of a good help. Check what the person is beholding. I don't know, maybe I'm talking to all of you. Am I communicating? A nice person can kill you. A very nice brother can finish you. You don't understand me? It can be nice, but carry a wrong ministration. Very gentle pastor can kill you. Satan, in fact, like hiding behind people like that. They may not be intentional, but they are killers. Oh, you don't understand me. Do you understand it? So somebody who is kind naturally can kill. When it comes to ministry, it's not somebody who is nice, loving, gentle, somebody who is concerned about flock. Do you have what it takes? Because Satan is not respected of person. He can give you ministry without you knowing. So it takes more than good intention to minister to the flock. Amen. Aha. Say amen.
Amen.
So we move to the ministry of glory. Can we shout hallelujah? Ministry of glory is that which has the power to take out death from us. The more they remove death from you, the more you fear. Your fear diminishes when you have life and glory inside you. Hello, sir. Say amen.
Amen.
Opportunity to be caught up in a thought. Are you getting me? That a resolve of thinking by reason of judgment, you are able to be separate to see the presentation of Satan lower. It's glorious. A work of glory has been done. The day you conclude in your heart that what Satan stands for is too low, the things he offers to me are lower than me. The day you stop regarding iniquity in your heart, freedom has come to you. What is iniquity, sir? What is iniquity, sir? It means iniquity is that which has the capability to engage you in a lifetime so that you will not be able to go for God all the way. Have you ever seen things talking to you? If you give yourself to God in this dimension, you know what you suffer? That is iniquity. You regard it. It doesn't look like sin. But anything that contests for life is iniquity. Anything that will want your dedication more rather than God is iniquity. How many of you love what I said? I'm here so that people will not go. People will not die. Sir, I wanted to see the life values Adam came in from Eden. After a while, those lives were lost. And God said in chapter 6, there's no need making man have a long life. Let's limit him. 120 is okay for him. And Satan said, hey, we'll see what we'll do. And God said, okay, you said, hey, I will not let you have them for too long. I'm going to kill everything and release their spirit so that you too, you won't have anything. Satan was angry because they have destroyed and scattered his dominion. And he waited for the next generation. He came around until the fourth generation when Nimrod was born. He began to shine another kind of ministration. Nimrod began to speak another ministry. Then the whole head went after him. Are you listening to me? They left the value of God. God said, I will not this time around, I won't disturb. I will never scatter people. I won't kill them. I won't kill men. God went after him, scattered the people under him. And then we are all scattered to all parts of the earth. Since then, they've been trying to gather us. The first gathering of the people happened from Genesis 11. Since from Genesis 11 till the book of Jeremiah. How many thousands of years? To be able to gather all nations like Nimrod. And the first kingdom that did it was Babylon. Second kingdom, Medo-Persia, Grecian. Then the last one, Rome. I'm not hearing you say amen. Amen. All these dominions are ministry of death. To teach us how not to regard God. But we thank God for the ministry of righteousness. Amen. I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
All of us shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Finally, we broke the laws of iniquity, laws of righteousness, install iniquity. Iniquity is everywhere. Sir, what is iniquity? Eh? Very easy. What is it? Beautiful. Anything that what, sir? Another word for it is another regard other than God. You say, when I regard something in your heart, it's not regarding fornication. Regard. So that thing is higher than serving God. Pastor Pe, can you describe what I just said right now? Please let him talk.
You are trying to explain what iniquity is. That is anything, let me explain it in my own language. Anything that, you know, takes our life commitment, our life pursuit, anything that we secretly pursue, even in the name of God, in the name of ministry, in the name of attainment, ambition, anything that we pursue with our life and we are willing to live for and die for is iniquity.
On that premises, spiritual wickedness thrives. You see, this thing, this thought, is the house of hateful beds. Say it again, son. Is the cage of hateful beds, the home of hateful beds. Everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. That is why when you regard iniquity, iniquity can turn to hating God, because those who are there are haters. Sir, these birds in my nature make you to hate. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. What do I mean by hate? If they are hateful, then they are loveful. If they hate, when you can hate, it means you can love. Because it is love that makes you to hate. Oh my God, this is where I'm going. There was something this man, this creature, fell in love with. And it turned them to hate God. So these spirits, what did they do, sir? They had in them hate. And that is what they call, why they call them wicked spirit, or spiritual wickedness, or spirit of wickedness. Where are they? What they serve as life to people, when you have it, you begin to hate God. I hope you are not angry against me. I would have loved to sit down, but I'm unable to conclude. And it's like the message would be but headless. I just want to finish. I'm about to finish. Just a little more. Give me Exodus 20. Please just endure a little bit. God speak all this what saying. I am the Lord thy God, which I brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. We see this thing. Thou shalt have what? No other God before me. I hope one of you are saying to me, say all of God, say no other gods.
No.
You should not have it. Number one. Two. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, and that is in the underwater. Then the next one. Thou shalt not bow thyself down to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. So it's clear. Do you see this?
Wow.
Is what is written in this commandment? Yes. Is actually this is what this This is everlasting commandment. This is an everlasting instruction. This is what they want to write in you to be the army of the living God. Any army of the living God must learn to love and hate. All of you don't believe, believe me. Oh, okay, let's forget it. Can I prove it to you? Jesus the Conqueror immediately arrived in heaven. God now said, sit on the throne. You are my child. You are wonderful. Is that what he said? I love you, my son. No. The father shouted, your throne, O God, is forever. The scepter of your right of righteousness, the scepter of your kingdom. You what? And what happens? If you love righteousness and you don't hate iniquity very well, they won't allow you to sit on the throne. How many of you have hate in you? They need to burn hate. The Lord told me, he said, when you eat his hot, you will hate. Now, go back to this is explicit. Go. Genesis. My son, thank you for helping me. Have you seen it, sir? Have you seen it? Have no other God beside me. Then the next one says, don't make any graven image. Is it the word engraving?
Yes, sir.
There's only one way to have a God. Is to dig him. When you are engraving and digging, you are doing the work of love. To have God, for God to be your God, you must show that you love him. What he wants for you is engraving instead of engraving another. Now this is where Lucifer went. Lucifer positioned himself in hearts of creature for to be engraved upon. So he was ministering himself. And how? He did it in a systematic manner. How did he do it, son? He did, first of all, position himself. He positioned an offer. This is what will happen to you if you do this. But God is depriving you. Lucifer's picture was Absalom in the season of David. It was every judgment God, David, what's that? It will call the person that they, if I am the one, this is what I will do to you. Then he populated his dominion. Those are merchandises. And he now had a lot of followers without his father knowing. He has shifted attention from David to himself. He didn't say, come and follow me. If I am the one, I know what to do about this. That's what he kept saying. So Satan was now offering to angels an alternative of God, of life. And they took what Satan was suggesting. And over time, they were doing the work of engraving. Take me back to Exodus. You can't have God. You see, this thing is not number one, number two. All those, there's no. The thing is, you just talk about how to achieve something. The process of achieving it. To have God, or to have another God, engrave another God beside, outside God. Anything you engrave is a generation of hate to God. Let's see the next one. Thou shalt not bow down thyself and serve them. You see, the first one is the work is the service. Work description, not so, on how to have a God. And after you have finished engraving it, then serve it. Some people have gotten to the middle, they are engraving, they've not worshipped. But when you have done the engraving, when you worship, you have been sealed. You're a perpetual hater. Look at what happened. Visiting, God said, thou shalt not bind thyself to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am jealous God. So, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, upon the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. So, what is the iniquity here? What is iniquity? Please, from this verse, what is iniquity? Who can help all of us? What is iniquity? Engraving another. I think you see it, sir. Now, and you cannot, after you have engraved, and then you are bowing down, it will lead to what? Hating God. That's why you cannot serve two masters. You either love one and hate the other. Please forgive me. I'm taking your time. I'm sorry. You either serve one. And what's that? I'm not sure you get what I'm trying to say. Is there anybody who did not understand what I'm saying? Say amen.
Amen.
I hope I'm not talking gibberish.
No,
now, the first is, the issue is how to have a God. Now, how to have a God. An ordinary person does not, can't have a God. For you to have a God, you must hate worldly laws, deny worldly laws, and deny ungodliness. Or you do worldly laws and you are ungodly. So it would take a godly man to have God. It would take an ungodly to have another God. Now, this this law was given to Israel in the wilderness. Wilderness was the kind of people who have learned Christ. Sorry for putting you under this stress. I'm sure you say amen.
Amen.
Now, to say I have God. Anyone who says, okay, I want to have God. It means you have capacity to love or hate. That's all. That's the message. So the Ten Commandments is actually a commandment of hate and love. They now ask Jesus. The scribe has Jesus. A lawyer who has Jesus. Which is the greatest commandment? Jesus now say, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. That is the commandment. With what? With all what? All thy might, all thy strength, all thy soul. The second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. It means everything about the commandment is what, sir? All of you say it. Everything about the commandment is what?
Love.
Everything about the commandment is what?
Love.
I want to show you. Some people say agape. No. That's what I'm trying to say. The meaning of that is, you see your soul. Everyone look at me. You see my soul? All of you shout hallelujah. Say my soul. I want to go down there right now. Are you ready for me? Are you ready for me? Beautiful. Say my soul.
My soul.
All of you shout it again.
My soul.
Can you shout it for me? I beg you.
My soul.
Shout it again.
My soul.
Have some hidden passion. If unleashed, it's dangerous. And the adversary knows this. He wants the best of you. He wants the best energy, your soul trapped, is in it, is latent, is hidden. Amen. Is the strength of your inward man. passion. Passion. Say it, son. I'm not hearing you say that again. I hope I'm not offending you. All of us say passion. That love. Passion. What do you have passion for? If you have poor passion on something, and then you found scripture, amen, and you began to do scripture, you love God, begin to pour passion on God. To pour passion on anything is to break your alabaster oil and pour it. So that lady was passionate. She did what many could not do. And Satan was angry. Who was Satan? Judas. It was Satan angry because someone poured a passion on someone called the Lord Jesus. She loved Jesus. That our saving costly oil. The word alabaster is not the oil. No. The alabaster is the box. If you can put an oil in an alabaster, what is in that oil? Judas said, we can sell this. So you have oil in your soul that must be poured out. What is oil? Ask me, what is oil? Things you would do without friction. Because oil compensates for friction. If something is rubbing, put oil there. Things you will easily do. That is what Satan is looking for. Those who serve the Lord with all that they have, thou shalt love the Lord with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy might. Do you love him enough? Amen. If you only stream, you go to work every morning you have woken up. And then when it comes to service, let me just stream for 20 minutes. You don't love him enough. Something is affecting your love. Do you think it's only you Satan attacks his passion? Even myself. After I sit down, just at last, one bam will come. I say, he said, lie. I'll go. I don't care about this body. Let it be pain in me. Passion. Why am I preaching to you with all this attack? Passion. I'm not talking about agape. It's not agape. God has agape. Are you listening to me? Everybody has it. To draw you from your secret. So Satan has, because he's an angel. What kind of angel is he? Angel of all. They are love beings. They know how to take out your passion. Because they know God. They know how. Listen to me. These angels serve God with all that they have. Imagine Satan, an angel, with his love for God, turning against God. He's going to turn against God with all hate. Hate of the heavenlies. So, hate that is falling on men is strange. Hate falling on men is strange. So, God healed the commandment and gave it to Moses. Stop men from hating me. Those who hate me are those who don't want me as their God. Not to want God as your God is the iniquity. So you can now say very easy, you hated wickedness. What do you love? What is that righteousness? Jesus loved God. Passion took him to the cross. When God said, can you die? There is something about Jesus and God. When Jesus knows, he knows how the Father feels concerning us. Jesus knows the weakness of his Father. We should know the weakness of our Father. We know at times that our Father is inhibited, even though he's all powerful. And because of the terrain, if you love him enough, you would do something for him. If he said, do this, and you don't like it, Jesus didn't want the cross. It's not just fear of God, only. There's a lot of fear. Jesus loved the Father. Jesus also pitied the Father. Like my little daughter, Hannah. Hello, Daddy, I say fine. Oftentimes when she looks at my face, I know she pities me. She begins to laugh. She knows my weakness. We should know our Father's weakness and be sensitive to it. Well, a good son pities the Father, feels for the Father. That was the relationship between Jesus and God. You should love your Father enough that anything that hates him, you hate. And anything he hates, there's something God can't help. God can't help but hate them. There are things God hates. The idea of another God. Is it because God is selfish? Only he wants to be there? No, it's an iniquity. Because he does not offer anything to creation. Ask me, why will God hate iniquity, son, daughter? He hates iniquity because he knew where he started from. He knew the passion that drew it. You know how it feels. Oh, the Father hates iniquity. Because he knew that the person who gave birth to it is selfish. So it pains God who created heavens and the earth to see creation come under the governance of iniquity. Then the next verse, I finish. Show in mercy. Verse 16. Take me to Exodus. Showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keeping my commandment. The thousands are the company of the saints of the Most High God. The Lord cometh down to the earth with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon those who hate God, the ungodly, and those who have spoken strong word against him. That's what Enoch prophesied. So the company of the thousand are those who are legible for everlasting life. Because eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, nor hath he entered into the heart of men, the things which God hath prepared for them that what? That love. Do you love him? They can tell from a spot that you love them. When you do charity, that is where, that is the testing water. The way you drink the water of charity will tell this one can love us. When some people are already a spot in the feast of charity, God knows this one will not. They won't allow them to cross. They are not enough an army of the Lord to combat the spirit of hate, spiritual wickedness in high places. Showing mercy to thousands of them that love him. That love him. And it is not everybody that hates God. Some don't have capacity to carry it. They back out. God understands. It's better that way. Go back home. He allows you to go back home. He told Gideon, sieve them. They sieve people. They have sieved people on this journey before my eyes. They have gone back home, waiting for another day when they will be strong. I don't know if I'm saying something to you. But God sees in some people her ability to hate him. Who is a devil? Have I not chosen you 12? One of you. One of you is who? Is a devil. Devils will always be a devil. Devils are those who do evil. This is how to love God. That one commandment is the process of hearing God in you and then worshiping him. Bowing down. When you have reached the place of bowing down to God, that is the reason you say, you now worship God. Serving God is sacrificing. Serving God is sacrificing. Service is different from worship at times. To serve is to dig the image. You are making the shape of the God. And when you do that, it's actually a duty of love. Hear this illustration. The one designer and engineer of supersonic jet. Supersonic jet means jets faster than sound. He's dead now. I read it some time ago. They said the greatest work apart from making of jet that he did was to take a whole wood and punch it not more than how many dots the face of his wife appear. Then I said, what kind of work is it? He said, it's a project of love for my wife. The ingenuity, the artistic skill to hit at certain places and the wife's face exactly appear must have been excellent skill. And they said, this is the greatest work he ever did. Your greatest work is for you to masterfully use the tools of God to engrave a strategic point to bring the image of the Son in your heart. Then they will say, this is your greatest project on earth. Ability to show the work of God. Because the work of God is the making of God's Son in you. Those who are to be conformed to the image of the Son of God. Am I talking to you? Is the work you have been called. That is called service. When the image has been made, something nesting, worship. Worship. You must be a servant before you are a worshiper. A worshiper is gone. This is where I stay. A worshiper can never be waked back to life. A worshiper and what he worships become one. A worshiper, hallelujah, is inseparable from his image. A worshiper and his work. Are you listening to me? When they journey, you can't retrieve him back. It's just like a scientist who, you know, those inventors who will invent and invent and they have nothing. Elon Musk is a popular person, but Elon Musk did not claim what he is doing. Every of his work and outstanding feat in the world of technology, he named it after one man called Tesla. By opportunity, I was able to read about Tesla. Tesla died in poverty. But every of invention, going to the moon, going to Mars, it was Tesla. He invented an electric motor. Are you getting me? To actually replace the issue of fuel burning. Electric motor in its entirety that will solve the problem of the challenge of mobility of engineering. He first worked with Edison. Tesla arrived in Africa, in America. Tesla was from Serbia, from a pastor's house, a son of a minister of the gospel. He was endowed with gifts. The way he thinks, he writes theses, he writes a lot of things concerning electric motor. He moved it very far. He died in penury. Why did he die? He has become one with his passion. When you become one with your passion, money means nothing. I said become one with eternal life. Is it that Tesla does not want money? Tesla died penury, suffered. No, he was not seeing money. If he wants to have money, he will have it more. They wanted him to have money, but he refused to betray his invention. But right now, what he has invented is a generation of wealth on earth after he died. Some of us will generate something. It won't last 50 years. But what we are doing here will last in eternity. What do you know what God is looking for? Can you love God more than Michael? Can you love, if you don't love God more than Michael, you can't love God more than Satan. Love God more than an angel. You and God, there's neither. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God. Nothing, height, not depth. Principalities, not power. Angels can separate me from the love of God. Nothing. 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 No creation can separate me from the love of God. Loving God is more. Why did I say this? Ask me. Why did I say this? This should be the resolve of the entire army. An army of the Lord. This is what they want to see in you. When Satan sees in you the love in you, that will make you not love your life unto the death. You know, this is an overcomer. And I say to you today, all of you today, those who are going home from here, I welcome you into this world of love. Amen. Can I say something to you? I'm not binding you in a bondage with a chain, but rather, I'm saying to you, I'm preaching freedom to you. I'm saying to you, this is your perfect liberty. This is love. I'm not subduing you under some doctrine. And left them there, you don't care about people's life. No, that's not my motive. No. I'm only commending you to God. Commending you to love. Is it the love the adversary has taught and has permeated creation must be expunged? The Reverend said in the beginning that the groaning of creation is that they waited for the manifestation of who, sir? For the creation itself was delivered unto vanity, willing by him that subjected in hope, is waiting for to be delivered into the glorious liberty of the sons. Sir, what is the glorious liberty of the sons of? Creation should breathe new air that God can be loved again. And we will now see not loving God has become outdated. Then you'll be able to say, like John said, that the true light shineth, for darkness is past already. I said darkness will pass already.
Yes.
Today, this new passion that the Holy Spirit has born in you through my words, because the word I speak unto you, they are. I have spoken spirit to you. I have spoken life to you. If I speak spirit and life is mean, I have spoken to you. Not letter, but grace. I have spoken to you spirit. I say you will abide. Go home pregnant with gifts. You should go home pregnant with spirit.
Yeah.
You're already pregnant, but this baby today will grow.
Yeah.
This baby called grace and truth will grow in you.
Yeah.
You will never diminish in strength.
Yeah.
Reverend said to us, he said, very soon, that in months to come, we will see the manifestation of these things. I say, go home with these spirits. Go home with this water. Go home with a fresh passion. Go home with fervency. Go home with a new zeal.
Yeah.
This is the purpose of Light Campaign. That we are going to actually refine and refuel our fire. Our service. Our love for God. You will never fall to loving any other thing than God. Somebody, you know, said some people can brandish you. Some people send darts of wickedness. It looks so real that you are not serious. You're overstretching truth. If anybody has wisdom, I'm only talking concerning God. Then you say, I'm overstretching truth. Is he an uncommon thing to say? Love God. All in a castle. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on what, sir? Without also being called. And as professed a good from confession before many witnesses. Are you hearing me? I said, go home and fight. Amen. Some say, oh, 11 and weak. No, you are already a warrior. You are not fighting what men see. You don't fight flesh and blood. They have actually promoted you from fighting scorpions. I mean, and little serpents you match under your feet. By no means, those ones will not hurt you. But now you have been called to come and war with dragons. Come and match harder by your feet. Come and war with dragon. And God said, you know, God already placed the verdict. He said, you shall tread the water. He said, you will tread upon the lion and the harder. Then he said, you now move further. You tread upon young lion. Young lion is stronger than old lion. And then dragon. A dragon is a young lion. You will tread upon them. Touch your feet. God, my Father, will cause your feet in the spirit to be swift to do battle. You will hasten unto battle. You will not be weak in the days of war. I say you will be an overcomer in this evil day. Wherever the sole of your feet will tread, you will possess. You will walk into life, and the land of the living will be a portion. You will walk. You will not faint. You will run. You will not be weary. You will renew your strength. In the name of Jesus, you will go home with a renewed spirit. Because the right spirit has been renewed within you. You will forever be a person of His presence. The Lord will be with you. The Lord will bless you. The Lord will keep you. Until we'll meet again in the next life campaign. Father, I thank you. Amen.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesday for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi or Labadi by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.